Hi there, it is week 47, and as we're inching our way to 52 weeks, I have a little reminder for you. Every once in a while, we may just need a break. We may just need to do something different. We may just need a little bit of extra love. We may just need a little bit of extra kindness, and we may need to break our routine. Where is this coming from? I'll explain. Not so long ago this year, we had several losses from the Baird family pack of dogs. As you know, I live on a ranch and we have working farm dogs that are here to protect the animals on the ranch and to protect the property. Well, it was a very difficult time, as in within a year, we lost what Dave likes to call the original OG. So, Abby passed away, Roscoe passed away, Millie passed away. That was a pack that had been here for some of them over 14 years, and they worked together. They knew the land, they knew the animals, they knew their job, and it was just a really safe feeling. And I knew it was going to be really hard for me, especially after Roscoe passed away. But I also knew that they were getting older. So, as we were going through this transitional time of me seeing all of them slow down, we started adding other dogs to the pack. And one of the dogs that came into our pack, her name is Sophie. And Sophie is a chocolate Newfoundlander dog. Didn't even know you could get a chocolate Newfoundlander dog. All of the dogs seem to come here to us through various ways. And Sophie came to us because someone had actually brought her from the other side of Calgary right into Shore Park, and it worked out that she wasn't going to be a match for their home because their older dog wasn't going to accept her. And so we said that we would take Sophie. Sophie has actually been through a lot. When she was a puppy, she got into something that we're still not exactly sure what that was, and she had some really bad mouth sores, and then that turned into something else. And oh gosh, anyway, I could dive down the rabbit hole and talk to you about Sophie. Anyway, the point is that tonight she somehow has snuck her way into the house, and I have two dogs that sleep in my room every night, and one of them is Parker, our Aussie Doodle pup, and as we're building the pack, and of course my right-hand man, my black lab Hawk. Anyway, Sophie somehow snuck her way into my room and really put up a fight with Michaela, like wasn't leaving, wasn't going outside. And of course, Mike's like, "Sophie, you're an outside dog. You have to be outside tonight. You have to protect the ranch. This is your job. You got to be out there. Like, this is what you're meant to do. This is your purpose in life, Sophie." Anyway, she wasn't having it, but she did, arguably, sort of, pulling back and not wanting to go. She went with Michaela. And when Mike got her to the front door, I said, "Mike, wait." And I asked Mike to bring her back to me. And I made the decision that she would actually sleep in my room on the floor next to the bed tonight, close to Parker and Hog. And I just thought, maybe Sophie just needs a break tonight. Maybe Sophie just needs to be near her family. And maybe Sophie needs a night off. And maybe she will wake me up in 2 hours and want to go back outside. And that's okay. The thing is that we get so stuck on what we need that sometimes we forget to think outside the box and to see what other people need. And those other people include animals. And so tonight, just trusting my intuition, I decided that Sophie would stay in with me. I could be regretting that choice, as I said, in a few hours. But for now, she feels content and there's nothing wrong. She's not sick. I think tonight she just needs to be inside. And if you're willing to think outside the box, and if you're willing to look at things from a different point of view, and if we're willing to be compassionate, kind, loving, and patient with each other, we can do this with humans, with Mother Nature, and with our animals. Have a great week, and I'll talk to you soon.